You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. The Swallows are here.
Is it? My headphones seem very loud.
Yeah, everything's loud.
Because
we always end drunk.
And we can know when you can't hear. What'd you say? Turn it up.
Hello,
grab
everybody.
A drink, smoke
Hello.
Your favorite, or a smoke, or your favorite companion, and let's hang out. Or you could grab all three. I've got my favorite smoke, my favorite drink, and my favorite companion right here
Gordy
in
said
the
we
room.
Could, or you could smoke your favorite companion.
You could. She could smoke you.
I guess that's how it should go. Could go either way.
What the hell happened to us?
What do you
we
mean?
Missed a day.
Oh, you know what?
We overslept.
No, my auntie died yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't going to bring that up.
Why?
I don't know.
She was a wonderful woman.
I know she was a wonderful woman, but I just didn't know if you wanted to talk that violates HIPAA laws or something.
Nah, she was old. She was 93.
Okay.
Thank you, Gordy. Thank you. Yeah, she was.
Yes.
She was 93, so she was older, and she was never sick. Never sick. Not like, you know, some people, like, you know, struggle.
Yeah.
She had a great life, and now she turned 93 and said, like, last month, and was like, I'm ready to go.
I mean, because last year she was spry.
Absolutely.
We were over there and we were having a barbecue. I got
what,
her to do a little.
Was it been 2 years that
dance
you married
with us? Yeah.
Her daughter and her new husband.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, maybe 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. Oh, I did perform that wedding.
Yep. And so, she turned 93 and was like, you know what? I'm sick of this.
Wow.
And I was like, she told me that. I said, really? And she said, yeah, I'm sick of this. Nobody believes me. I'm ready to go.
Well, I guess when you're 93, you reserve that right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she did on Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
It makes sense. It seems fitting, right?
It does. You guys.
She wanted to go out on a party day.
Well, she did it.
Mm-hmm.
She went out on a party day.
Yeah. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Because so then it kind of took a little bit of the wind out of our day.
It did. It took a little bit of the wind out of the day. And then it made it more about just kind of hanging around with the people in close.
Right.
The close people.
The close people.
The people that we're close to right now, that we're hanging out close to.
Yeah.
That's what it became about. And it was a wonderful day. And we had some wonderful food. And we laughed. Oh, my gosh, did we laugh.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
Yeah. Mary's all, I missed it. I was just talking. My auntie died yesterday, Mary.
Yeah.
So that's all I was saying. Just giving a little recap.
So we did
that.
Not.
Hey, did you bring that blunt down here?
Yep. So we did not do a podcast yesterday. I know that we were going to because
we were
going
to do a whole thing.
Yeah. So, but instead, we just kind of celebrated a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
A little bit. Thank you. Hugs. Thank you. Thank you.
Hugs,
I love
hugs,
you all.
Hugs.
But really, it's okay. She's my godmother.
And she's old.
Yeah, she inspired me to be a sewer too.
She was born before there was birth control.
I guess so.
No. Not, I guess so. Like,
that's funny. Well, they were Catholic anyway, so.
That's true. Meh. So she wouldn't have been allowed to take it. So let's think about it. She was 90. We'll say she's 90 years old. It's now 2020. So she was born in like 19, probably what?
I don't
12,
know.
12, 14?
Yeah.
Well, how old was she really? Let's do this math. 2020, and she was 93. She was 93. So if you take 93 away from that, 100 years ago, that would be...
100 years ago.
20.
She had... There were 13 of them total.
13...
There were 13 children. Gordy's asking how many siblings there were. There were 13 of them total. Oh, what is that? Oh, she Mary had a patient today who was 107. Yeah. How's that lady getting around? She doing good? Is she spry?
1913. She lucid? She was born in 1913.
1913?
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, she barely dodged the Spanish flu.
No, 1920... 'cause 1920, 1920 would have been 100 years ago. So you got to add to that.
Oh.
The 7 years. Okay. So 27. But still old as shit. Old 1927. As shit. That's a long time ago. She was born before, during Prohibition.
Yeah.
The Great Depression.
Probably.
Right?
I have no idea.
Wow. My math is bad, and I know that I should not be doing a math live on a podcast, but either way, that's old.
1927.
Yeah, 1927.
I'm your fact checker.
Okay, thank you. It's amazing that she, the things that she lived through.
Yeah.
World War One. No, yeah. World War Two, because World War One was, I think, in the teens. But World War Two, mm-hmm. the Korean War, mm-hmm. Vietnam War, the war on drugs, DARE. The rise of rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, you want to live for 120 years.
I do want to live to 120. I'd like to be 120.
Okay.
Which will take me to 2090.
Wow. That's crazy to think about.
Yep. 70 more years.
Yeah. That's right. That's what her age should say on her gravestone. Old as shit. That's exactly right.
That's amazing, though.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy. She's super fun.
Now, was she born in this country?
I have no idea. I think so.
So your family came here a long time ago from Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
Madrid or something, right?
Spain.
That's Madrid.
Madrid, yeah.
You should know. Didn't your mom tell you?
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
She's got it on paper. She's got it on a piece of paper, so I just go look it up.
That's true. You don't have to remember it.
Nah.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, how is everyone else doing on this hump day? I hope you had a good Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Woo, woo, woo.
I don't know what kind of Cinco de Mayo stats we could give you on how many people drank or didn't drink. Or there were no celebrations. I saw the lowriders did get together on Federal.
Mary's just finding dinner.
Finishing.
We had Subway.
Earlier. We did have Subway.
Yeah, we never do, but we did today because it's been a busy day.
It was like Eat Fresh.
Everybody drank yesterday. Listen, everybody's been drinking every day since this whole pandemic thing has happened.
Yeah.
Everyone is drinking all the time.
The livers have paid the most pirate the highest price for Corona.
Yeah. The livers have paid the most pirates.
The pirates have paid the most livers. Most livers have paid with pirates. Do the thing? Oh.
Right. I love it. Yeah. Lots of drinking going on. Better slow it down if you're going to be going back to work soon.
Oh, I know. So it's tough.
You don't get the shakes in the middle of the morning.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah, right? I think it's great. Did you hear on the news about the restaurant that opened up?
It was called Karen's, I think.
Yeah.
Karen's Cafe.
Yeah. I don't know where it's at. They kept saying I
don't either. It was in a somewhere.
Yeah. It's somewhere in Colorado?
Yeah, small town here in Colorado somewhere. And they just said, screw it, we're opening.
Yeah, she opened right up today.
Yeah, started serving food.
Forget you, we're doing it every other table.
Yeah.
Washing everything down.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's true, they can.
Dine in.
Yeah, they can. Dine in, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dine in, not just take out, but she's actually doing dine in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What does Missy Sheriff say?
That's right. She said, you don't have to stop drinking for work. You just put it in a Starbucks cup. Starbucks loves that. That is not a curse, but Starbucks is a Starbucks company, or is it Everything Swallowed Podcast?
That's exactly right. Did you see the video
of
the person gluing the tea bag paper, you know, the little tea bag tag that hangs out your cup?
Yeah.
So she glued it to her cup and then filled it up with wine.
That is brilliant.
For her office meeting.
So you're drinking it, but you've got that tea bag
on the outside.
Oh, that's freaking brilliant. Heck yeah. Mary says she's doing that. She's ripping the strings off of the tea bags right now.
That's right.
That's so smart. Wow. Boy,
pretty funny, right?
Alcoholics will find a way to
Man,
drink at work.
They're brilliant. They're brilliant.
Yeah, we will.
They'll find a loophole in anything.
That's
Don't
amazing.
Tell me. Don't tell me nothing.
That is going to be a thing. I would be very interested to know what the sales numbers for alcohol has been. You know what I mean? See how freaking huge it's gotten. You want to go ahead and put fire on that shit. That's going to help that bird.
I did.
What they don't know would hurt them unless you lose $100 million of the company's money. Something like that. You got to have kind of a low-key job. You can't have one of those high-strung, like, really important jobs where if you put the decimal point in one place, the wrong place in some job.
Yeah, sure you can.
You're screwed.
You can't just be a washout drunk, though. You have to be a functioning alcoholic. Yeah, functioning alcoholic.
Now, we're not condoning that you do any of these things. We're just talking about
things
that people
Listen,
do.
Listen, for about 2.5 weeks now, we've been a functioning alcoholic.
Little sips.
Oh, little ones.
That's what the sheriff says.
Not whole slams. Slam-a-de-blam. It's not shots.
It's not shots. Mm. It's a marathon, not a race.
Not a race.
That's smart right there.
Right, stretch break. You know what? I need to fucking color in that book, Mary.
I still haven't gotten to do it.
And I don't know that I'm going to be able to anytime real soon.
Oh, by summer.
Yeah, summer.
You'll be done making masks.
That's what
masks.
I'll do when I'm laying in the sun.
Yeah, you'll be done making masks by
next
summer.
Year?
No, by summer. I think that everyone will have their masks by summer.
Hmm. I don't know. You think they'll just stop? I don't think they'll stop. I don't think they'll stop.
You think just every day you'll get up and make a small amount of masks every single day for the rest of
Put them on the website.
2021.
Yep.
I'll be shipping out masks every single day off the website that doesn't exist yet, so don't go looking for it.
Yep. It will exist real soon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Did you hear the Bill Gates thing?
Well, Bill Gates said we should all, wear masks?
We can't have social gatherings or large gatherings again until everyone gets the chip. No, I'm just kidding.
A chip?
The vaccination.
Oh,
but
what the
that
hell
sneaky
are you talking
bastard
about?
Is going to sneak a chip in there.
Oh. You know, they could put a chip into a
syringe-sized
application and call it a vaccine. And it's a tracking, and it's tracking you.
You know what? I've watched how it's made.
Yeah,
and
you have.
You see what they put in a hearing aid, right?
I mean, they
can make it smaller.
Shit. That's no.
They
can
put
doubt
a chip
right
with a camera,
probably or a mic at least.
Yeah, absolutely. Listening to everything,
that would record and transmit data from inside the body.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I saw the movie Inner Space.
Yep.
If
Me too.
What's his nuts can do? If Jeff Bridges could do it,
yep,
whatever his
yep,
name
yep,
is.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Would it give you a stroke? I don't know that it would. Mark of the Beast, baby. That's exactly right.
What kind of stroke would it give you? Not Dennis Quaid. It wouldn't give you a stroke if they say they're putting it in your bloodstream, but if it's just an...
No, when you get a vaccination, they put it into a fatty part of your body.
Yeah, right.
Which would totally make it capable of holding a fucking chip.
It would.
If you've ever had anything inserted into the fatted part of your body, it holds it.
That's true. Your fatty, where they put this, because they grab your arm, right, or in your ass, that side of your ass.
Yep.
And they put it in there.
Or in your stomach.
That would definitely hold a small little chip. And
yep.
It would just suspend it right there in your fatty tissue.
Oh, Dennis Quaid.
It was Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
No, we just started
Hi,
the party, Classy, and you're just classy enough
Hi,
to
classy.
Be a part of it. Hope things are going good for you.
They're going to try to put it in my
We're talking about
hog?
Chipping
what?
Us. They were talking about them
Put
trying
it
to
in
chip
your hog?
Us.
What's your hog?
When,
like your motorcycle?
They're going to call it a vaccine, but what it is actually going to be is the universal chip.
Right.
Like the New World Order, like the Mark of the Beast, like 666, like Damien, like, you
Gordy
know,
is
like
a Gordy. Lean, mean, love-making machine.
With yourself or with other people?
I don't know.
Do other people know
other
this
people.
About you, or you just have to tell everyone?
Well, you know what? I wish there was some way we could see this, Gordy. What's your website?
Yeah, you got video to prove this. Would send us everything. Swallow
what,
podcast.
What dating site are
That's
you on?
A huge
Let us
claim.
Check you out.
Yeah,
I love it.
Because I am a warm and squishy love making Machine is a strong word. But implement. Biffo, what's up?
I love it.
Maybe,
I love it.
Maybe Biffo can verify these unverified claims of Gordy.
Right. He's a lovemaking machine.
Lean and mean.
Lean and mean lovemaking machine.
That's the important part. He's lean and mean.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and email us a picture, Gordy? I'd love to see that. Everything's
swallowpodcast@gmail.com. You can't solicit sexy photos from our listeners, I don't think.
Well, I kind of feel like he's advertising.
He's giving it up.
So we probably could.
Biffo's calling in.
You gonna answer?
Well, I like the name. So I'm gonna give him a try. Biffo. It says that picture's free for you, Shana.
Thank you.
Hey, Biffo. See?
Hello?
We're just having...
Do you have your headset in?
Just having a disconnection. Maybe it's me. Could be me.
It's the stupid site.
Hey. Be careful.
Ow. I hope I get a picture. Jeez. I'm excited. Ow. I love it. You know what? Pictures are to share.
Especially in this time of
quarantine,
isolation,
lockdown.
Good pictures to everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Just nice to get. All right, we're going to give Biff another try. Biffo. Okay, here we are. What's going on?
I hear you. I heard him.
All right, well.
I heard him for a
know
minute.
That.
Just give it a minute. Let him sit there.
Yeah, he's maybe gone. It takes the processor a second to find him.
Right.
In the Matrix.
Yeah.
Right.
Wherever he may be.
Maybe
wherever
so.
He is.
Are you able to hear me now? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Your speaker's on over there. You got to turn it up.
You can hear me now, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah,
can
hear you.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What are you up to?
No, I'm good.
You're good? What are you doing?
I have a thick Irish accent, as Jordy said there.
That's okay.
We hear you.
Yeah, I got you.
Good. No, I was just saying there about Jordy. He's, I'd say he's a big man.
He's a lean, mean love-making machine.
Yeah, I think he's a confident guy, you know?
Oh, I love that. Love confident guys.
That's funny.
No, I really hope I get a picture. How about you, Biffo? You wanna send one over too?
You can't be asking dudes for pictures.
I'm a confident guy too, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that's okay.
Listen, it's just, we're just making friends.
Are you isolated, Biffo?
I am isolated here in Ireland, yes, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So are you a single man? You got a family?
I'm a single man, actually. Oh. I'm in college.
Oh, nice. Fun. Yeah. Are you at school or are you at home?
No, I'm at home.
Yeah, everybody's at home now.
Right, yeah. We have a couple single friends, and they're saying it's very difficult as a single person to be going through this by yourself. Are you experiencing that same?
Yes, I am. It's very hard as a single person because you can't meet anyone. Like you can't go out to a bar and meet a girl, or you can't go out to a nightclub and meet a girl. So it's certainly very tough. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So are you in Ireland?
I'm in Ireland, yes.
Okay, now I thought I heard that Ireland declared they were going to keep the pubs closed until August?
Ireland are keeping the pubs closed until August. That's right.
Yeah.
They're now wanting to push it back or push it forward to June.
Yeah.
Oh, praise
what are
the
you guys
going to
do?
Jesus.
Right. That'd be horrible.
What are we going to do? Yeah, because I'm going mad for a feckin' drink.
Yeah.
I bet you are.
How old are you?
Guess.
I would say maybe 20.
You're bang on. You're spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, she could tell.
Yeah.
She wanted to make sure before she asked you for that picture.
No, I already asked. Hey, he's over 18. He's over fine. 18. He's legal.
So as soon as we got isolated, Biffo, I brewed myself some beer. So not that we
brewed yourself beer, really, yes. Yeah.
I did. We've got access to the liquor stores here, so I didn't necessarily need to, but I had a kit, a brew at home kit that I bought on Amazon. Wink, wink. Maybe you could buy one of those. And you brew that.
Very good.
You brewed it right at home, and it just comes all self-contained with the brewer, the bottles, the kit, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well,
maybe check out Jeff Bezos.
That's very good.
Yeah, check out Amazon.
Are the liquor stores closed over there?
The liquor stores are open over here, actually.
Oh, okay.
They're called off licenses over here in Ireland and in the UK.
What does that mean?
But off license, it's basically where you can go to buy beer.
Yeah.
Okay. And take it home.
It's a shop, yeah, where you go to buy beer and you can take it home. So
yeah,
I gotcha.
That's very fun. That's very fun.
I got it. Well, at least you still have access to that.
Ah, we do. Like, I have a few cans here at home, and I talk to my friends on FaceTime on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing too.
Yep. Are you doing any virtual dating?
Not really virtual dating. No, I'm on Tinder. Have you ever heard of Tinder?
Yes. You want to give a shout out to your Tinder name, your profile name there, and all these ladies that are single on here could check you out too. Hey, you know what?
I think it's different.
We're in the relationship business.
Yes, we are. Let's get them laid. That's what Shana says.
You know what? Everyone, you could at least have a little sexy FaceTime, right?
That's exactly right.
Wait, come
that's
on.
Can't catch.
That's it. That's it. Your man's guys there, Jordy. He's funny. Is he Gaz Beadle? Do you know Gary Beadle, Jordy? Or Scotty Timlin?
We don't know.
Which one are you?
We don't know Jordy at all. He just has been in our podcast a few times. We're over in the U.S.
He's asking Jordy a question now.
Sorry. I thought
you were
talking.
I was just asking him there. Does he know the two boys that were Jordy Shore, Gaz Beadle and Scotty Timlin? But he says that he doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know him either.
No. If you ever heard of a show called Jordy Shore, it's a reality TV show. It's on MTV.
Oh my God! It's like Jersey Shore, but it's Jordy Shore.
It's like Jersey Shore,
because that's
Jordy
what he was
Shore.
Telling us.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what Jordy was
telling
us. Oh,
Jordy
us.
Is
that's
a person from some special place from a park.
Oh, we're gonna have
Jordy's
to look that
a person
up.
From Newcastle.
From Newcastle, not just the beer
in the United Kingdom.
Oh,
Jordy Shore.
Jordy Shore.
All right, I'm looking.
We're gonna
up,
have to
yeah.
look that up.
Oh, look it up. Certainly do.
Yeah.
How old are you, Jordy?
Yeah,
if you don't mind me asking.
How old is Jordy? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Jordy's been in the room a few times. I could check our email, see if he sent Shana that picture. He's in his 50s.
Oh, he's in his 50s.
Oh, he's young. He's older than I am. That is good. It is good.
Good man, Jordy. Can you wait? A football fan, Jordy.
A fossil. Yeah. Oh, so you guys don't have any sports just like us, huh? No football, nothing.
Nothing's happening.
We've no football or GEA or golf. Even golf isn't on.
See, now, they're not showing golf on television here, but all of our golf courses are open.
Right, yeah.
Oh, all the golf courses is open in America.
Yep. All of
really?
Them. Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Exactly. And they're doing tournaments. They're just no spectators.
You should see the mountain trails and, like, the parks and stuff. People out by the droves. Nobody gives any fucks over here.
None.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's absolutely.
That's a very good.
It's astonishing.
It's not. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
They're killing the dick out of all of us. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I know.
That's exactly right.
There's one thing you can't beat, though, and that's a good ride, isn't it?
A good ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
Work? I'm in college. Like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You said you're in college, so you go. You learn.
He's a student.
That's your job, is to learn.
Yeah, student.
Student.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good job. Some people do that in America their entire lives.
Hey, did your government
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did your government give you any stimulus money for this whole mishap?
They certainly did. Yeah, I get a grant.
Nice.
Very cool.
Do you get just $1,000, or does it keep coming?
No, it keeps coming.
Really?
Wow, that's nice.
That is nice.
We got one shot in the ass and said thanks. See ya.
Go outside and take a hike.
don't get a fever.
We've got a question there from Ms. Zane, is it? For Ms. Zane Sharif.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Sheriff.
Oh, that's Mrs. Sheriff. What are you going to college for? What are you in? What is it called? University for?
Oh, is it my course, is it?
Yeah, your course.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, sorry. My course is tourism and the business.
Oh man, you're bumming right now.
Yeah.
This is a bleak future. Oh,
I'm doing the tourism and I'm doing the business.
Yeah, that's good.
How do you think tourism's gonna do?
Yeah. You might push a little harder on that business.
I think it's in a bit of a sticky situation at the moment, to be honest.
You might as well switch over to philosophy at this point.
Right. No. Tourism will still come in more handy.
Oh, it will. It'll come back.
I know it will.
But
it's a secure sector.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 20 years old. By the time you're my age, people will be like, flu who?
Right.
You know what I mean? Corvid what?
That's right.
That
flu
was a,
who?
That was a
who
bad.
Right, yeah.
That was a bad beer in the 20s.
Right.
That's what they'll say.
That's right.
So let's hit the beach. Right. I'm planning on going somewhere as soon as we can. I mean, I've stored
where
up my stimulus check.
Where was it
that
we saw?
I want to go to Belize.
Was it,
where is Mary Poppins from there?
She's from
the land of butterflies.
She's from
a lot of these people are
from Colorado.
Colorado. A lot of our friends.
Oh, Colorado.
Yeah, that's where we are.
We know Kevin Doyle. He played football for them.
Yeah, I don't know him personally.
Well.
But I know of him.
I could maybe get some pictures of him.
You don't want pictures of Kevin Doyle.
You never know. I like pictures of
you guys are in that part of the world too, eh?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
We sure are.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's pretty nice out here in Colorado. Yep, right in the Rocky Mountains.
Colorado, yeah, lovely.
Land of the illegal marijuana.
Yes.
It just rains down from heaven like manna.
They'll bring it to your door if you want.
They will bring it to your door.
Do you smoke marijuana at the boat? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's almost required anymore. To live around.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. To live around all these people that are in this state.
If you're going to live around all the potheads, you might as well be one.
Yep. Yeah,
otherwise, they irritate you. Yeah.
We went legal with marijuana a bunch of years ago, and I don't even remember anymore. I'm so stoned, and and we've all been high ever since, man. And now we got Corona.
So yeah, that's a coronavirus.
It really is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
yeah. Like the fucking virus is shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you know anyone who's been sick?
Actually, no, thank God. I don't know of anyone who's been sick. My mother has a bit of a cold at the moment. She doesn't have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Could just be allergies.
Could just be a cough, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking too much
weed.
Yeah,
it could be pollen, the pollen.
The pollen, exactly, the pollen. So do you smoke pot?
I had before.
You've tried it.
Yeah.
It's not legal there. It's not legal over there?
No, it's not legal here in Ireland. It should be legal.
It should be legal. You would be shocked at how much money Colorado makes off of weed.
Well.
Yeah. There, each dispensary, right now during this pandemic, they are essential, so they're open, And each day they're pulling in over $10,000 a day. That's a lot of money. Yeah. More than that, but that's their baseline. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Well, it's a lot of cash.
Yeah, it's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of weed.
Man, where are they keeping all that cash?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, what kind of van are you moving on?
Weed is kind of harmless. Like, it's not like cocaine, or it's not like MD, or...
Right.
No.
It's not like E's or anything like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, no, it's just your basic weed. You know, it's harmless.
That's it.
Just sit home on the couch, eat
That's
some Oreos.
It.
We can grow it here.
Yeah, we can grow our own.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. That is the nice part
about
it. That's
gorgeous.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Are you both partners?
Yes.
Married.
Yes, we're married.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're married. Lovely, lovely.
We're married
have
for 20 years.
Lovely.
Yeah, we have two kids. Our daughter's actually coming home this weekend. Yeah, she's 22. 23. She just turned 23. And our son is going to be 25.
Right.
Yeah. He's going to be 25 this
Very
summer.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Our daughter lives in California, and she's coming home for a visit this weekend because she's been locked in her apartment for 2 months.
Yes.
And
California, really.
Yeah. Yeah, they're interesting out there.
Yep. She's been living in California, teaching music, and now she's coming home for just a little visit, about 3 days, just to kind of clear her head.
And how far will it be up home for her? Is it about an 8-hour drive or something like that?
Well, she's got to fly.
Yeah.
Because she's about 18.
Oh, sorry. She's got to fly. Sorry, yeah. my bad.
Yeah, about 1,800 miles.
Gordy says, are they as mad as we are?
Who?
Our children.
Yes.
Yes. They're so fantastic.
Our children are as crazy as we are.
They're so great. They're just like us. It's so funny.
She'll be on this podcast.
Our son was here yesterday.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, she'll be here.
For sure.
What's tomorrow? Friday.
No, Friday.
She'll be on the podcast.
Friday night.
She'll be in town. So
she's super cute. She's a musician. She's a music teacher.
She was on the podcast, I believe it was Friday, when we decided that she was coming home.
Right.
And we bought plane tickets during the podcast.
Right.
We may have been drinking.
Right. We were. Because then we woke up and she's like, I'm so excited to come home. And we were like, what?
You're coming home? And Daddy looked through his search history and found out he bought her plane tickets. It was Saturday. Thank you. Thank you, Shutter Witch. Now, I want to take a minute really quick, Biffo, while we've got you on here. We've got a really great friend, new friend. Her name is Heather. That's the Shutter Witch here in the room with us right now. She's going to be on with us tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're going to speak with her around 9 o'clock in the morning, I believe.
Yeah, 9?
I believe so.
I think I told her later, but Heather, now
about
it's 9 now
o'clock
it's 9.
In the morning, if 10. That still works. 10 o'clock in the morning.
10's
Very
fine.
Good.
We're talking to her at 10 in the morning, and we're going to talk to her about light and love and witchery.
And what she's doing.
And what she's up to, and I want to know all about her witch-taster.
Fantasticness. You'll find it.
Yeah, let me think about
You'll
it.
You'll find it. Yeah. And then on Saturday, we're going to Spirit Ways.
And then Saturday, we're going to a store here in Denver that's opening back up. And I'm hoping to buy
it. Oh, it's on the 8th.
On
what
the
8th.
That'd be 6, 7, 8 Saturday. Would be Saturday. And we're going to do a drum circle.
Yeah.
And we're going to smoke weed. And we're going to burn incense. And we're going to call out to Mother Earth.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly what we're going to do.
Fair play, yes.
But we're going to have a good time. So,
and where
make sure
is that lady from? The Shutter Witch.
We're all here
in Colorado.
Colorado.
Who's in the room right now? Mary Poppins is in Colorado. Shutter Witch is in Colorado.
Gordy is not in Mrs. Sheriff.
Gordy's in Newcastle.
Yes, Newcastle. Yes,
classy little cupcake, Lady Bird. Is in Colorado, and that's it. All of us here are in Colorado right now.
Yeah, except for you two. That's fun.
Oh, that's fun. Good. We've got our UK friends.
There. I know.
We're going to come visit you as soon as we can.
Yeah. Ask your mom. She'll say it's okay.
Yeah. Ask your mom.
That's where he's at. He's at home.
Oh, he's staying with his mom. Yes. Are you staying with your mom?
My dad.
Your dad?
Oh, your
okay,
dad.
Well,
even better.
Yeah, he'll love Shane.
He's going to love us.
Yeah, he'll love Shane. You're 20. I'm guessing he's in his maybe mid-50s. The most
He's 54.
Yep. Oh, boom. See? Nailed it.
You know what?
She's going to love
you. Men that are 54 love me.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
She's a Spanish goddess.
I'm good.
That's why. Yep. Field trip. Everything Swallow podcast field trip.
Yep.
We're all going to Biffo's dad's house.
We're going European.
I want to go to Ireland.
You'd fit in good there.
I'm Irish.
I know.
I'm Irish. I'm a nice Irish boy.
Yeah.
Somewhere in here.
Only on the bottom.
My bush is red, which means I'm Irish.
Yes.
Not, I guess it's not necessary.
Mary Poppins said Germany there. Can we go to Germany?
Yeah. World tour.
Oh, yeah. We're taking a world tour. Not to Russia right now.
Why?
Because they're sick.
Oh, Russia now. I won't go to Russia.
Yeah, right now they're the epicenter now.
What? But
yeah.
They didn't have any cases.
Well, they do now.
Oh.
Tomorrow we're going to go hang out with our Russian friend.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to tell us about what his parents are telling him in the motherland.
He was great, though. Steve turned us on to all kinds of foods. He brought us some great vodka.
Yeah, Russians do know their vodka.
Man.
I'm looking forward. We're going to go have a barbecue with our Russian friend tomorrow in Colorado. Should be interesting.
Yep. Just the tip of Russia.
What's your favorite stuff to eat over there, Biffo, in Ireland? What's your favorite meal?
In Ireland, I like probably roast beef.
Okay.
With potatoes.
Okay.
And carrots. Mm-hmm. And gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I like
you can't eat that every day, can you? I mean, it's like, hey, let's go grab some lunch.
Nah. I wouldn't eat it every day now. I'd eat it maybe on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Something special.
But what do you eat for, like...
That's it, like...
What do you eat for, like, fast food over there?
I'm sure there's...
Oh, for fast food, we have chips and burgers, and we have chicken, fried chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's McDonald's, right?
What?
Oh, there's McDonald's and Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
KFC.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Don't
eat
at those places. They're so bad for you.
That may not be. There may be way better there.
They might be better there.
And we've got Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys.
Oh,
no
damn.
Shit. Yeah, good for Five Guys.
I like Gordy. He's having some kebabs.
Oh.
I'm a kebab fan.
You are.
Shayna's not so much.
Kebabs.
I'm like kebabs.
Well, how come all the time when I'm like, hey, let's have kebabs, you're like, meh.
Kebabs. Kebabs?
I say
you'd
kebabs.
You'd be on the pot after them, though.
I say kebabs now. Okay? My Irish brother here and I. But yeah, I'm a big fan of the kebabs.
Yeah, that's good.
We have a lot of food trucks. So there's not a lot of street food, but these food trucks that travel around. And I think that if I owned a food truck right now, I'd just be set up somewhere.
Be essential.
I'd be smart.
Yeah,
super
be essential. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, we are essential because... hey, Gordy, are you guys... Or, I'm sorry. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Biffo.
Are you guys wearing masks over there?
Wearing masks? Not really, no. I don't really wear masks. I think they're very intimidating.
Ah, but is it required that you guys wear masks?
It's not required, no. Some people wear them, some people don't.
Oh.
That's the fact of the matter, really.
See, we're being required.
Yeah, we're being told we have to wear
them. Yep.
Fish
really?
And chips.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we have to wear them.
Yep.
And that's so Shayna, that's what she's doing.
Fish and chips there, says Jordy. I like me fish and chips.
Yeah, I saw that. Fish and chips. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think Shutter Witch, which is taking off because she's got a Netflix date with
someone.
See
you in the morning.
And it's a hot Netflix date, so I can't wait to hear all about this. I'm writing that down.
Okay.
For tomorrow morning. Hot.
How is your hot Netflix date?
I'm writing that down. And let's all make sure we tune in tomorrow and listen to the Shutter Witch.
Yeah.
Heather.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some cool stuff.
Cool stuff.
Netflix.
I think we only have a couple places here that... have good fish and chips.
Well, there's the UK place.
Yeah, that's the only one.
And Dewey's used to make really good fish and chips.
Yeah, but they're not here anymore.
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
I love fish and chips.
I don't know.
But I don't know how to batter it.
Cod, no.
I don't know how to do it myself.
You said cod?
Cod.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like cod?
I do.
It's probably the best fish to use. It's pretty firm.
Cod, yeah, you got to have the cod.
You have to have a firm
fish. Oh, yeah, you got to have the firm fish. You don't want to. No, you don't want a floppy fish.
Oh,
I ask anyone.
Nah, you want a hard fish.
You definitely want a firm fish. That's what she said. Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
That's funny.
Hey, he's just 20 years old. No dick jokes.
No, what? He's a grown up.
Well,
listen, I talk more vulgar with my children.
Yeah, because they were raised by you.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? Because they're great people.
Yeah. They know all kinds of things.
They know everything. Knowledge is power.
Okay.
The more you know.
All right. Well, Biffle, thanks so much for being a part of the show and hanging out with us for a little while.
Keep listening. Thanks. Call back in. Keep
thanks listening. Very much, guys.
Keep listening and stick around.
Listen on Friday. You'll hear Ariel, our daughter.
Yeah, make sure and follow. Tomorrow night we'll have our kid on here with us. And I've got some more
Friday
topics
night,
and
Friday
stuff
night,
tomorrow.
Friday night. Tomorrow is Thursday. And we're
very
having...
good, very good.
Oh, no, tomorrow's Thursday.
I gave you a follow there, so I did.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I've got some other topics that I'm going to bring up and we want to talk about a little bit, so... chime in on those if you get a chance, okay?
Absolutely. We'll talk to you later.
No problem.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He sounds nice.
He's super cute. He sounds super cute.
Yeah, that's what you and all the girls are saying.
Uh-huh.
He sounds cute.
All the
first
ladies
thing,
would love him in this
room.
As
soon as he said hello, they were like, oh, his accent.
Yes.
Wow. Girls pounced on him like a one of those Korean hornets.
You know what? I feel like his voice made that guitar case come out from underneath the bed.
No.
All by itself.
Classy little
Classy
cupcake.
Classy just walked in and it was out. And she was like,
she
how'd you know?
She did not get out the guitar case.
You don't know.
All right. So, here we go. I have the story. Did anyone see, Shayna, I'm asking
Wait,
you.
Wait, is Gordy going too?
Where's he going? Later, Gordy.
Are you leaving, Gordy? What did I say?
Right. I'm off. BFN. Bye for now.
Oh.
Bye for now. Bye, Gordy. You guys
Bye, get Gordy.
It's got to be late as hell. You don't control the case, Sean.
Right. You don't.
It's got to be late. I don't know what the hell time it is over there.
I don't know.
It feels far away.
It is far away.
It's got to be like 12 hours. Probably 7, 8 in the morning.
There's like a whole ocean in between us.
It's
3 a.m. Holy mackerel.
God dang.
That is late.
Yeah, your dad's going to be mad. Well, he's got no job. He's fine. He's fine. He's cool. He's chill. He's doing his studies.
He's doing his studies.
Yeah, come
That's
on.
That's exactly right.
Give me a break. Now,
his courses.
He has courses. That's right. He's doing his courses. Mm-hmm. Did you see the story about the 5-year-old kid?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So the cops driving down the road. All of a sudden, they're in Utah. Keep this in mind. They're in Utah.
Oh,
what?
Biffle's going too. Good night.
Later, Biff. You better get
we'll
to
see
bed.
See you later.
He's driving. Cop sees the truck car. It's kind of doing slow on the highway. It's only doing 30-some miles an hour. It's weaving a little bit. Flips the lights on. Well, of course, the car pulls over. 5-year-old kid.
Driving.
5-year-old
How are
boy.
They working the pedals?
He was on the edge of the seat. He's big for his age. He was on the edge of his seat. Listen, we saw a little kid the other day that looked like a 13-year-old, and she was like 7. Remember?
I guess.
He was on the edge of the seat. I've seen pictures, and he was using the pedal seat all the way forward, going down the highway. He was on his way to California with $3 in his pocket.
Why?
He wanted to buy a Lamborghini.
Huh.
He was going to buy a car.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So what kind of bullshit lies were his parents filling his head that he could just go to California, buy a Lamborghini for $3 instead of telling him, honey, now you got to work your whole life for a Lamborghini.
What kind of bullshit parents didn't know their fucking kid was gone with their goddamn car?
Oh, yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Come on. Let's talk about the obvious here. Give me a break. Give me a break. Proud parent. Parent of the year.
He probably
would be mother of the year right there.
He felt like he deserved that Lamborghini.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He does. But you know what? Not when you're 5.
That's true. You got to wait until you're at least 10.
Yeah.
Come on.
So ask for a ride.
Pay your dues a
How
little bit.
How about just say, hey, can I get a ride?
Yeah.
Stealing
Don't
the car.
Steal the car. Steal the mom's
and
car. What was he going to do when he ran out of gas?
How many times has he driven that car before that he even knew how to do it?
I'm telling you what. Nowadays,
video games,
golf carts, go-karts.
Yeah.
I mean, driving a vehicle is not that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really not. If you just get the principles down.
Yeah, I bet he's a spoiled brat.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
I bet they let him play Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I'm sure he plays GTA all the time. And he probably has one of those little, you know.
Yeah, right.
One of those cards, a little steering wheel, the driving station or whatever, game station.
Yep.
Totally. Do you think it's too late to jump on the bandwagon? The doing something patriotic at the end of the day thing?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, because at the beginning of this whole thing in the isolation, people were, my 14-year-old is playing the trumpet and Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America. So here's this kid. Her name is Sonia. And she's been lifting people's spirits in her neighborhood by singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh.
Right? So every day, she goes outside in her driveway in Orlando, and she sings the national anthem at the same time every day, probably at dusk. It's howl time right now. It's 8:01. Howl.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. All right. It's 8 o'clock right now. So would it be too late to get on this kind of a bandwagon? Because I could go out on the roof or, you know,
do it
like
if
that,
you want to
do
it.
The national anthem every day.
I know you love to do that.
But would it resonate through our neighborhood? We kind of live in a hole.
No, we don't. We live in a perfect echoing tunnel into the neighborhood.
I think so. If I got up on the roof.
God, yes. No, you don't have to. You can just stand in the front yard.
Stand in the driveway.
Yep.
And do it in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin style.
But I think you do whatever you want. People are freaking trapped in their houses.
Are they still, though? Are people still trapped in their house?
So many people are out. That's what I said. I wanted to know how everyone violated the rules this weekend. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think that this whole stay-at-home thing is going to be over. Unless some of the numbers go crazy or the government tries to do something, what?
Classy says that in New York, she heard that at 7 p.m. they bang pots and pans together like we do for Halloween.
Huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's something everywhere.
Did you hear, last week that there was some weird loud speaker broadcast in Denver?
What?
Yeah, and it was, shaming people.
What are you talking about?
To stay inside.
Something like this?
Don't you know that this coronavirus shit is actually fucking real and people are getting sick from it and dying? Do you care? Of course not. Because you're a selfish fucking twat. You don't care if you get sick and you don't care if you get other people sick. How fucking stupid, pathetic, brain dead, and incompetent can you be? You know, the more that you stick your middle finger up to the law, the public health, and your own fucking sickly grandmother, the longer this shit is going to be drawn out, right? We're just going to extend a fucking order as long as you cocksuckers continue to venture out, getting your nasty disgusting germs all over the fucking place and infecting people, instead of quarantining at home like you should be.
Holy shit, man.
It's not done.
I want to go to the bar, the restaurant, the bowling alley, and strip clubs again. And as long as you disease-ridden fucks keep going out into the public, that is never gonna fucking happen. Everybody, including your mom, knows that you don't cover your coughs. You sneeze all over the fucking place and on other people. And you don't even wash your filthy, disease-ridden fucking hands after you masturbate. Take a shit, use public door handles, change your tampon, or touch raw chicken.
Wow.
I hope to God that you don't plan on ever reproducing. Because your fucking little bastard spawn would be twice as inbred, witless, inane, imbecilic, profoundly dumb, brainless, trivial, nonsensical, and annoying as you.
Wow. Is that it?
I think so.
Wow, that was really a broadcast. I mean, I'm watching.
Someone is broadcasting that in Denver.
I'm watching the video, and I can see the bank building. I can see it's clearly the Denver skyline. It looks like it's coming from maybe the southeast, if looking at the bank building and the way it's oriented. But I can't imagine. I wonder how loud that is. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Nuts that someone is broadcasting that on a loudspeaker in downtown Denver.
Uh-huh. Classy little cupcake got it sent to her on a loudspeaker. Yep. I love Denver, too. I love it, too, about masturbating. You don't wash your hands after you masturbate.
Yep. Yep. Wow. Denver.
Yeah. Woo-woo, we win. We're winning in the crazy.
We are winning in the crazy. Is this going to go national, that crazy announcement?
I don't know. But whoever, like, that's it. That's a, that's an undertaking. I mean, you need to get some sort of system to project that, you know?
You can get the AI to, you know, recite whatever you type in, but...
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the loudspeaker and the system that's going to make it that loud all over the place.
Yeah, it takes a pretty powerful piece of equipment to get that video, to get it to go that loud.
Oh, I love it. Biffle's back. Woo-woo!
Including your mom knows that you don't cover your coughs. You sneeze all over the fucking place and on other people.
That's amazing.
And you don't even wash your filthy, disease-ridden fucking heads after you masturbate. Take a shit, use public door handles, change your tampon, or touch raw chicken. I hope to God that you don't plan on ever reproducing. Because your fucking little bastard spawn would be twice as inbred, witless, inane, imbecilic, profoundly dumb, brainless, trivial.
You know what it makes me think of? It makes me think that
it's like a movie.
That rant right there is something Zach would do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That whole thing is something that Zach would do and would be able to pull it off. You know,
that's impressive.
Hilarious.
That is impressive. Whoever did it. It's funny.
Wash your hands.
I'm going to share the video. We'll share it with Swallow Nation and everything. But whoever did it, that's a big undertaking.
Wow. This is just me. We're just taking a shit kind of hot.
Okay, it looks like we're shifting gears.
He fits right in.
Wow. He couldn't sleep. I wonder why.
I love it. Yeah. I wonder if he took advantage of the free porn on Pornhub.
The free porn on Pornhub?
Yeah.
UK in the UK?
Yeah, the...
And what is really on UK porn that's different that's on our premium porn? Anyways... I want to wrap up this announcement thing. I don't think it's a bad idea that they do loudspeaker announcements like that because people are not watching the news.
Right.
People are not listening to the news. So people are not aware. It should have also been broadcast in Spanish.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying. El puto. That's all I got.
Maybe several languages.
Yeah. Yeah. This is funny. It's horrible. Anyways.
I love it.
He just couldn't sleep, so he came back.
That's right.
For more.
You know what? They all do. I love it. Well, anyways, that's crazy. That's happening in Denver.
Josie, we were just talking about you. We're coming over to your house tomorrow. And did you see that Russia is now got the most cases? No longer America. It's Russia now.
That's amazing.
The Kremlin. Are coughing. They're coughing behind the Kremlin.
But are they? Are they? Is this a real
thing? Or was
thing?
Putin just told to play along?
Right. Finally.
Whoa.
Finally, whoa. His demands whoa. Were met. And so then he said, okay.
I'll play along.
Yep.
Wow. They refuse to acknowledge it because it's not real. And so finally, the world leaders put pressure on Putin. They squeezed him.
Yep.
And they said, listen, you cocksucker. You got to play along or they'll find out that we're all fucking lying.
Yep.
You got to get on board.
Yep.
And he's like, I want 13 virgins. I want... I don't. It's a bad Russian accent, and I want the.
Now you're a Mexican.
More vodka. I want some horses, and I want to go places where I don't have to wear my shirt. And they said, "Okay, Putin, whatever you want."
Josie says she's
just
cleaning.
Play along. Oh, you're trying to show us up.
She says she's cleaning like she has to impress us.
Well, we don't clean.
You don't have to impress
so
us.
So don't clean for us, please. Would you throw some stuff around?
That's great. Putin does stink.
Maybe that's it. Putin does stink. It's Putin.
I'm telling you, this whole thing is really
weird.
It's
possible. It's a ruse.
It's really weird.
So they finally caved to Putin's demands.
Gaslighting, baby. Gaslighting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Impressive. Mm-hmm. Well, I love this video. And I mean, I don't know if it could be real or not. If this could be an actual thing.
It seems like those people are on their patio. They're standing on their patio.
Well, how
patio.
Come there's not 100 of these videos? I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook. How come I'm not seeing it?
I don't know.
Because Facebook is a piece of shit and it doesn't show me the shit that I want.
But who knows? Maybe other people don't know.
How can they not know? Denver is full of 1,000 people.
I don't know. I'm just saying, man. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
That's all. I'm just spitballing.
No, I think you're on the toes of the needles and the nose.
What could the bigger picture agenda be?
I don't really know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is really going on? Because really, all that's happening right now over here for us in the United States, anyways, is because it's really helping the crafting business right now.
It's helping a lot of businesses. Crafting, sign companies are making a fortune.
Making a lot of money. Like the little tiny people who make no money ever.
Yeah, or sometimes us. Mm-hmm. We're doing well. Mm-hmm. Your small business is doing well.
I just ordered a whole bunch of blanks. I got a tie-dye.
But the food services is definitely paying the price. The grocery stores are doing well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the personal food services are doing well. The delivery services.
Yeah.
Blowing up.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. But I don't know. All I know is fucking Jeff Bezos is just getting richer and richer. Yeah. Money his next wife is going to take.
That's right. I hope that bitch takes a lot of it.
Mary, simmer down, okay, Mary? He's a nice young boy. Simmer down in this room, ladies. Mm-mm. These ladies are frothy.
You know what? You don't simmer down. Steam it up.
Frothy.
Ooh.
Wow, I like what you did there.
He should send his Twitter handle.
No, it's not Twitter.
Tinder.
What is it? How's it?
I don't know. What are you doing? Huh?
I'm looking for something, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
You turning Canadian on me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I have French, Canadian, Irish, and Native American.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't you know that about me?
Yeah.
Can tell by my skin.
Your red hair.
My Native American.
Your red ginger gives it away.
My Native American white skin.
That's funny.
All right, let's see what we got here.
What do you mean you can grocery shop? Oh, that's right, Mary. She's like, I can look. Give me a break, man.
Uh-oh, here we go. Cheeky buggers. Look at these cheeky buggers.
Sexual scenes and references from the beginning and throughout.
Jordy Shore,
what is this?
Jordy Shore.
Oh, no.
This is what they're doing at Jordy.
Look at that
guy.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. You know what, ladies? You should all find this show.
Look at that guy.
So I'm really starting to like the kid. I'm going to have a laugh today.
I love it. He's fully tattooed. Wow. They all kind of look like Chippendales. Ooh, look at their little butt cheeks. Yes.
Butlers in the book. We're looking sick.
Yes, you are.
For fuck's sake, it's
Nana
and
Amit. Go on, then. Oh, oh, yeah, she's like, grind on me. Oh, he is.
I've booked Walter James to be our waitress for the day. It's a bit of a treat for my friend Carolyn, who's just had a hip replacement.
Uh-huh. Right. That's right. Her hip is new. And I think needs Carolyn to be worked out. Shriveled cocks and saggy tits.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I feel pretty fucking sexy in this outfit.
Well, we're going to see what you so can do for us.
Gross. Whatever you want.
Whoa. I love it.
Little upskirt.
I'll bet me getting a fucking pee rise after this performance.
Is this the one?
Oh, he's feisty. Oh, yeah.
She is feisty.
He's not a flirt with
She's rubbing
his
butt.
I mean, I'm used to people of her age offering his tea and biscuits, not cracking on.
Oh, I'll
be watching this show.
She was going.
Granny's getting him a boner.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, Biffo. This is amazing.
We're in for a fucking whirlwind today.
Charlotte.
Get it on.
Uh-oh, she's doing a belly shot.
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, he's going to get a boner.
He's got a boner.
I wish they'd pull that little apron up. I'd love to see it.
That's like enough of that. What's
going on?
This is my new favorite fucking show.
I feel like she goosed him. She stuck her finger in his butt. Look at her.
She just smelled her finger.
Get them shots.
Oh, ladies.
What did they pay these guys?
I don't know.
Enjoy themselves. Wow. A lot more than we are.
I wish we could get them over here. This is fantastic. This is Gordy Shores.
Look at that.
Yeah.
A proper laugh. Mm-hmm. Nanas, I'll see you at the bingo.
Yeah, that's a good grandson.
That's a good grandson, yeah.
That's
great.
Holy
okay. moly. Okay,
well, I know what we're going to binge watch tomorrow.
That was quite the clip I found.
Yeah,
huh?
It was real good.
I'm not even sure what season
I
that
think
is.
You should share that into Swallow Nation on Facebook because...
I'll do it right now.
Everyone's really going to enjoy that.
I will. I'm going to share that clip right now. Josie, you're going to love it.
Yes.
Especially all you girls.
Everyone's going to love it.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Fantastic.
I can't say I
you
hate it.
You know what? Me either. And I've been dying for something new to watch.
It sounds funny. I don't know how we're going to watch it. We'll have to get on something. We're going to have to go buy us one of them goddamn smart TVs. We're just going to have to.
What?
We're going to have to.
The ones that are like $1.50 right now?
They're cheap as shit. But yeah, we're going to have to buy a smart TV because that's... We have to hook something up to the TVs to get
Mary Poppins,
it, so.
You have to Google it. It is called
I'm
Gordy
doing it right
Shores.
Now. I just shared it right
it's
now.
It's shared in the nation.
It's called Gordy.
Now it's going to go room silent because all these people are going to go look at it.
Yep.
I love it.
Gordy Shores.
Thank you, Biffo.
Yeah. Thank you, Biffo.
And Gordy, because we would have never known had he not come in.
That's right. All right,
that's fantastic. Are we doing a shot?
Yep.
I don't hear it.
Well, I ain't poured it. I'm fucking. Do you see my fingers on this phone?
Right. What else you got, Biffo? What else is good that you watch?
Holy shit!
Hey, are you taking advantage of the Pornhub's free? What is
premium.
It? Premium member.
All right, ladies. I just shared it to Swallow Nation. So get out the guitar case and go have a look.
That's nice little butt cheeks, though. Mm-mm.
I gotta admit, the untattooed one had some melons.
Nice little butt cheeks.
He's doing his squats. Yeah, he's been doing his squats.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell on the tattooed guys. Too much tattoo.
He was very covered.
He was so covered that it took away from his definition. He looks like he works out a lot.
Yeah.
But you can't tell because of
all
the tattoos and the shapes and stuff. You couldn't see his tight little rump.
Okay.
My rump looked as good as that dude's rump. I'm not covering it with tattoos.
Okay, we'll have to watch that too. You have to write that down.
Eamon Dunphy Rod Little. Okay. Are those words? I feel like those are a couple of those words are made up. You're trying to trick me. I'm gonna get some sort of poop porn.
You know what? Like
girls,
you don't look at
two
that.
Two girls
anyways.
In one cup.
Oh, don't look at
don't
that.
Don't look at two girls in one
That'll
cup.
That'll make you throw up.
That is not okay.
Well, I don't know. He kind of said taking the shit was hot.
Well,
cheers,
that, not
bitches.
That way.
Gross.
All right, let me write this. Oh, see, even Josie was all blue. She doesn't even drink out of cups anymore with friends.
Oh, no.
Eamon's?
You don't want to do that.
Oh, I lost it. Eamon Dunphy.
Yeah. Get it out there. Get it out there. Well, it is hump day.
Oh, that's right. Hump I just still day. Need to make us a song. Rod Little.
Humpa,
so,
humpa,
now,
humpa.
Are these two names, this Eamon Dunphy, Rod Liddell, or Liddell, or Little, are they like two comedy dudes, like a couple of numbskulls playing fucking, you know, grab ass and stuff? Yes, two names. Uh-huh. See how smart I am?
Oh, you're so smart.
I'm smart because I am well-read.
Two girls,
I'm
one
a
cup
journalist.
Is gross. Don't watch it.
No, don't watch it.
Don't watch it. I didn't watch it. I just had Google look it up one night, and the preview I got was rough.
Well, let's
don't
look up this
it.
Eamon Dunphy's net worth, first off. It's gonna tell
oh, he's
me.
An Irish sucker.
Oh, he's not. Was that you? He's worth about $100 million. What was that all about? That was your shot, Bert?
That's my shot. My shot backup.
That was hot vodka shot is what that was.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's how you can tell we are American is because we will drink. And you know what? The Russian Steve and Josie was over the other day and I poured him some shots and they're like, oh, you're making us drink warm vodka. Second warm vodka.
They didn't say no.
Well, no, they drank the shit.
Yeah, they never said.
And I thought that's the difference between me, Americans, and maybe people of culture.
Because you'll drink hot vodka out of the back seat of the car.
I will drink hot vodka that has been sitting in the fucking car while you and I were on a hike, and I got back to the car and thought, "Fuck, I need some vodka." And I drank it. It was hot.
And then like, you go, hot! So hot!
It's
so
like
gross!
Coffee hot. And then I drank some more. I will. That's not too far, Josie. Yeah, you come hang with us, girl. You'll be drinking some hot vodka. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. We'll bring you down.
Desperate times.
What's up, Nikki? How are you? With a J in your name.
I love it.
That's how I ride my bike, man. That's one right. Water bottle full of water. Ooh. And one full of hot
gross.
Vodka.
Oh, speaking of your bike, how sad is
yeah,
that?
That's a great point. Thanks, Mary Poppins, to bring that up. Bike MS is still very much going on, very active. We are very much fundraising for research, for funding to help research, to end MS and to save families. But the fact of the matter is we're not allowed to ride together this year. So we're going to be doing a virtual bike ride this year. I think I'm still going to do the 150 miles. I'll just do it on my trainer.
Yeah, that's what you normally
do. Yeah, I guess that's what I'll do. I'll do it on my trainer in my room.
Yeah.
I'll do it all day on my bike day. And so you can still donate to my Bike MS team. You can just go to Bike MS and look for Sean Swallow, SeanSwallow. And you can donate to the Bike MS team. It's coming up in June. But this year, it'll be virtual. So I'll be doing a lot of it, if not all of it, online, on Zoom, on my trainer.
We need to create a paper background.
Oh, right. So, no, from the side. It just cranks. Yeah. Yeah, that just goes like Monty Python.
Yeah.
Like just the same tree goes by. Just keeps going around and around. I love that.
Yeah,
and
but in ours, it should have new naked people.
Totally.
Just like naked and gardeners.
As I ride my bike, the wheel will turn, a sprocket that will turn the thing that will move the paper.
Yeah.
That will move the... So if I'm going slow, it will go slow.
Right.
And if I'm going real fast...
It goes real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need someone to help build that.
I could set up a green screen, but that's too 2020.
Yeah.
And too easy. I mean, that's a green sheet, and it's, yeah. I mean, chroma keys are pretty easy to get away with. But what would be more fun would be to do the old-fashioned practical application and do some painting.
Well, and I only say that because we're fabulous painters.
Yeah, and do some background painting and do something like that. It would be kind of fun.
It would be kind of fun.
Yeah, maybe that's what we will do. But either way, if you would like to donate to my Bike MS team, if you know someone with MS or don't know some of them in this, you may and may not even know it.
Right.
Help us raise the money that we need to fund the research needed to find a cure.
Yeah, you're going to post it on your page.
Yeah, I'll find a post.
And
I'll make a post on the Facebook.
Yeah, join the nation, baby.
Join the Swallow Nation. I just posted the video of the Gordy Shore.
Yeah.
It's like Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Only Gordy.
But way better from what I saw.
People that live in the Newcastle.
Yeah.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
Which is cool. They cuss there. TV is way more graphic.
You know what? I sometimes feel like life might be better there.
Graphic?
No, just better over in Europe.
Over in Europe? In the motherland?
Yeah. They like care differently about different things than we do over here.
Not as petty.
Yeah.
I don't think that political correctness is as big of a deal. I think that it is. I mean, I'm sure that Biffo would tell us, but I think that it's a lot less sparing of people's feelings.
Mm.
That's what I think that Americans really complain about Europeans about is they're rude.
Right.
Because they're not rude. Because
they give no fucks.
They just tell the truth.
Yeah, they're just honest.
But over
honest.
In America, you have to go, oh my God, would you be okay if maybe I got a line behind you? I know you have all your stuff here and it's spread out and you're making a huge mess, but could I stand here too? And then you still get looked at like, why are you all up in my shit?
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like in other countries, they say, hey, get your shit out of the way. I gotta go. Get your shit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yes.
But I did see a lot of videos like that on TikTok, which I have deleted. I uninstalled my TikTok.
Oh, you did? Good job.
I got rid of my TikTok because
it's
the reports.
It's a Chinese-owned company.
As much as I do enjoy it.
Yeah, big yawn. Bless you. Oh, sneeze. Sorry.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be compromised by some Chinese.
Yeah, they're tracking you. TikTok, TikTok app tracking you hardcore.
Yeah. So
if you didn't know, check it out. Investigate it. Do a little research.
It's not worth it to me.
No, they're tracking everything because it is Chinese, Asian. I think it's Chinese based app company. What?
I think it is as well. All right, people. Thanks so much for being here. Biffa was nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hi, Connie. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
We're just wrapping up this hump day. Kind of thinking
Chinese.
About what apps we should not be using.
Yeah, see? Josie knows.
Yep, the Chinese are using TikTok to go through.
Anyone watch Family Guy's episode of Washi Washi?
No. What's that all about?
You love Family Guy.
I am a big fan of the Family Guy, but I don't watch. We don't watch hardly any TV anymore.
Yeah.
We spend most of our time working.
Working.
Now we're making masks like crazy.
Making masks like crazy.
So
people.
If you guys know someone that needs a mask, if you need a mask, contact us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can reach out.
We're making them like crazy.
You can reach out to us on Facebook personally. Sean Swallow, Shane Swallow, Everything Swallow, Swallow Nation. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Or email us.
Yeah. Oh, my turn. Everything Swallow Podcast at gmail.com.
That's right. If you want to send Shayna a photo.
Oh, yes. I love photos of any kind.
Nature photos.
Uh-huh. Any nature.
Nature.
That's right.
Nature. Everything. Not nature boy.
Yeah.
Nature.
You know what? I don't discriminate. I just don't want anybody shitting in a cup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Nah, not that. It has to be good.
Wow.
It has to be a good picture.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Or a good photo
Actually,
album.
Actually, don't send.
You know what? Send it anyway.
Good.
You send it to us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, if you want something to talk about, you have a good topic, please let us know.
That's right.
Listen tomorrow. We're going to have Heather.
Heather, the Shutter Witch.
On the show to talk about wonderful things.
It's going to be very exciting.
Absolutely. We love you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.